check it out.
Oh, that's a
motherfucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Staring at the scrub J's with a toothbrush. Niggas still playing my old shit.
Yeah.
But your shit is like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit.
Woo! Okay, I'm sorry. If we're going to start anything, if for you to sit there and act like what? You don't like Drake.
I love Drake. I've been telling you this for a whole pod, I love Drake. He's just like Taylor Swift because everybody...
God damn it, shut up.
Everybody sings his songs. Yeah. Girls, guys, we all love it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's fun. He's non-threatening. You know what I mean? He's as white as Taylor Swift. He was on a show called Degrassi. That's like Saved by the Bell.
Hey, mm-hmm. Let's just agree to disagree.
Okay, great. I love him.
You make no sense. Anyways, I don't want to sit here and argue about Drake and Tupac again.
No, we got to talk about Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. I missed the two podcasts on purpose because I didn't want to get fired up about it because we pissed off a lot of people about that.
Yeah.
And we're going to hold our composure. But I have nothing to say about the fight. Yeah, it went down exactly how I thought it was going
to
go down.
I said the same thing. Did I not say if it went the distance that the cards would go to Floyd? But I will say this, and I've said this a million times at mm-hmm. every radio station. It was hands down the best episode of Dancing with the Stars I've ever seen.
It was.
Hands down. Hands down. The black man had the rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and the Asian guy...
no rhythm.
Had the catch-up moves. The black guy did lead, and the Asian man followed. It was hands down in history the worst fight I've ever seen, and I can care less who was on the card. And I am a Manny Pacquiao fanatic, of course.
Yeah,
but I will say this: anyone that was on that bill, it would have been fucking awful.
Yeah.
It did not live up. Anything with that much hype. I mean, this literally, the week going into, or the months going into it, was actually presented to us as if it was Ollie Frazier.
Absolutely.
They had it like that. Every boxing analyst, every sportscaster, everyone was billing this as the fight of the century, and they were actually comparing it to the hype of Ollie Frazier. And it did. It did have that hype.
And hype.
And holy fuck, these two men should have been literally embarrassed that they actually stepped in that ring and charged as much money as they did. Like, one thing I hate about, entertainers in general is, yes, you are famous, and yes, you are whatever it is you are. But mm-hmm. if you're going to charge a certain amount, make sure that the promoter not only makes their money back, that you can guarantee that they'll get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've always heard stories about certain entertainers that overcharge.
Yeah.
And then the promoters are like, fuck, man, I lost everything. And I'm like, well, that's kind of fucked up on two people's part. One, the promoter, you shouldn't have taken on that deal. And two, like, as an entertainer, do you really feel good about taking that check after you just, like, you know you couldn't sell that many tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's how I feel. Like, I feel like that fight, like, for you guys to sit there and upcharge the pay-per-view and upcharge the fucking seats, and basically you're saying, the reason why we're doing this is because this fight is going to be the shit.
Okay. Can I say two things?
Yes.
Please
don't fight with me.
I'm not fighting with you.
Okay. Because I don't want bad pot. You have a tendency to make bad pot.
No, you have a tendency to make bad pot. So here are my two points.
Okay.
And your point was well taken, Joe Coy.
Yes.
My point is everybody was building this fight up, like you said, Ali Frazier, because that was their job to move tickets. It was part of the big deal.
Yes.
You know, so we all got that. It's business. It's money. I get it. I get both fighters doing their talking, whatever. Now, this is the reason I feel, and I've heard this from different pundits, sports pundits have said this, people bought the fight and hyped the fight so much, not because they thought Floyd Mayweather would fight a different fight. Nobody thought he was really going to fight. He's going to fight like he always fought. They thought Manny would be able to trap him and actually get him the fight.
Yeah.
So they were banking more on Manny being able to put him in a position to fight rather than Floyd Mayweather actually boxing. I mean, Floyd did what Floyd does every fight.
Yeah.
He didn't change anything.
Yeah.
But people believed in Manny that he could actually, okay, you've been training all this time. You got to have a strategy to stop him from running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to be able
there's
to.
There's no way.
That's the dream people bought.
Yeah.
Nobody, I didn't hear one person before the fight say, oh, you know what? Floyd Mayweather, he's going to change his boxing style and fight.
Yeah.
No, they were like, he's going to do his thing. He's going to box, run, whatever you call it.
That's always been Floyd.
But that's always Floyd.
Floyd never changes his style for anybody.
And he did the exact thing he always does. I just believe people believed, and that's how the hype created. Oh, Manny, he won't be able to do that against Manny.
Yeah.
Because Manny can trap him. He can hit harder. He can go toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about it. And I will not be watching the rematch. I don't think I even would even, if it was $40, I don't know if I would
watch. They shouldn't. That if they do a rematch, they should literally discount that thing to like 80%.
They should give
And then give away free signed gloves.
You know what they should do if they do a rematch? Everybody that paid $100 for it, they should give you $50 back to watch it.
Yeah, they really should.
So you paid $50 per fight.
I I've always said this about Floyd. Like, of course I'm going to hate on him. It's natural. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm Filipino. I'm half Filipino.
You got to.
I got to. It's mandatory or my mom will disown me. But, I mean, if you watch Floyd train, like every time I watch him do his, those documentaries before the pre-fight hype. But no. But there's something about him that you love. Like the way he keeps his family intact. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like his dad and his uncle and how he is with the little kids, like training them. And like, you're like, oh God, I hate him, but oh, I fucking love him. Like there's something about
but
Floyd.
But don't you, but can I compare Floyd?
Yeah.
To say you? Don't a lot of comedians hate you?
Yeah.
But you do you all the time. You're flashy with the Jordans. You're flashy too.
Yeah.
You know, you post a room full of boxes of Jordans all the time.
No.
You don't.
I'm not that bad.
You post. Yeah, you do. You talk about your big Rolex all the time.
No, this is a new one. You're talking about the old one I talked about? Yeah, this one.
The Submariner.
Yeah, the Submariner.
I know all about it.
Yeah.
So you talk about watches, clothes, cars, your house.
Are we in Camera 3?
You talk about everything. Okay. So you're like the Floyd Mayweather of comedy.
No, I am not. I'm offended by that. No, I'm not. But I mean.
What do you do different than Floyd Mayweather? You're hated by a lot of comedians. When I first started, people were like, why are you with him? You know, he does this, this, and this. Oh, I'm like, wow, that's hate.
That is hate.
And the only thing you haven't done that Floyd does is put your checks on Instagram. And you don't want to do that because his are 120 million, unless you're getting paid that for a show.
Yeah. That's a shame.
120 million.
120 million. I think he made, and I'm not going to lie, I think he made $5
billion. A billion?
With $5 billion. Guess what he said he's going to buy?
What?
The U.S. Treasury. That's what he said he's going to buy. And he's going to wear it around his neck on a gold chain. Holy shit. That is fire.
He
should just buy a president.
He just loves Justin Bieber, too.
He should.
Yeah. His kid. You know what? Justin Bieber performs for his kids all the time. His kids love Justin Bieber.
Bieber is awesome, man.
He is awesome.
That dude is so fucking talented, man. I saw a YouTube video of him just skateboarding, and I was like, he's good at that too. Fuck. Is there anything he's not good at?
Can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had this conversation on TV with Sharon Osbourne.
Oh shit.
Justin Bieber is gonna run into trouble.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get taller, because the girls that liked him when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
Women don't respect an artist that's super short like that, besides Mark Anthony.
Oh. Okay, tell Prince that.
Well, but
Prince is 4'11".
But you got to remember, there's more.
Women love him since 1978.
There's more access to artists now, though. These girls that grew up with him that are same height are now taller than him.
How tall?
And he still
looks the average height. He's like 5'9", 5'10".
Oh, no. Justin Bieber. Well, last time I saw him, maybe he grew. He was like 5'6", 5'7".
No, he's not. Who gives a shit? This man is so fucking talented. You don't think if he just sat behind any piano, like at a hotel lobby, and there's just like this random piano in the hotel lobby, mm-hmm. and sat behind it, fucking every single woman in there, married or single, would like wait in line to suck his dick? Yes. They wouldn't go. Not one woman would go, oh, he's a little short for me.
Okay. I didn't know he played the piano.
What are you talking about? The kid plays every instrument.
Did you watch the?
He was playing.
Did you
the
watch
piano.
The documentary,
you know,
Joe?
Did you know he was playing the piano at like the age of like 10?
Yes, I had to watch his documentary.
I watched it on the plane. Cried.
Yeah. Did you? What
yeah.
part? What part?
When his dad finally came to his concert. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, and I saw it too on the plane.
And his mom and his dad started crying because he hasn't seen his son in years. And then here he is in performing in front of 15,000 people, and he just broke down. Like he was like, I fucked up. You know what I mean? And that made me sad, you know what I mean? Because I could relate. My dad bounced on me, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I was just like, God damn, man. That was, you know, and that's another reason why you go, fuck, man, that's why this kid, you know, probably does what he does or whatever. But it doesn't matter.
He's a kid.
He's a kid.
He's a kid. I'm with you, Joe.
And
I'm not fighting
with you. And I teared up. I was like, God damn it, shit. That's
and
sad.
Is that when you started singing, baby, oh.
But when you see that stuff, you're just like, oh, they're real people, man. Like, a lot of people forget that these are real fucking people. With, like, imagine how torn he is being raised by his grandparents and mm-hmm. his mom struggling to help pay for shit and you know, getting them to, you know, fly back and forth to auditions and you know what I mean? And
I agree with
no
that.
No dad in the household. And then finally, here he is. He blows up. And here comes dad. And it was like the biggest moment out of everything that he's accomplished in his short career. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about his height?
Stop. See, God damn it. Out of that, you know, at that moment, at 15.
Yeah.
And then his dad was like, that's what he really wanted. Out of everything.
Yeah.
I just want my dad. Like, fuck, man. I was like, I was tearing up because I was like the same way when
You're
I was
about
a kid.
To tear up again.
Yeah, because I'm sad. That's sad, man. Yeah. That hurts.
Maybe we can get Drake over here to sing you a song.
He already has it. It's called Motherfuckers Never Loved Us. Motherfuckers never loved us.
That's
know what hilarious. I know now.
No, but to stay on that tone, I've been since, you know, I know the Kardashians and people attack them all the time.
Yeah.
But for instance, I'm good friends with Khloe. And like when we're shooting a show, Courtney and Khloe Take Miami, Twitter was big and you should see what people write. Like, you look like a man, you look like this. And they talk to her like she's not a real human.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, well, they deserve it. They put themselves out there. But
it's, you know what? It's a form of jealousy.
Like, I would never text anybody or put, you look like a man or you do that. But some people hide behind. You know what I call them?
What?
I call them thumb thugs. Because they're thugs with their thumbs.
That's a good one. You should make a t-shirt out of that. For real. Write a joke about that. And that's really funny.
Thumb thugs?
Yeah, because they are. There's a lot of them. And I will admit.
Can I do a remix of
jealousy? It comes from an insecurity.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, it's easy. And when I was on the show with Chelsea, you know, I took my shots at Khloe because I knew it was easy.
Yeah.
And I was catering towards those fans.
Yep.
But deep down inside, when I was doing it, I was like, why am I doing that? You know what I mean? Like, even Chelsea was doing it. You know, she did it too. And then she ended up being great friends with the Kardashians. And I'm just like, well, I don't know about great friends, but she started collaborating with them and doing stuff with them. And I'm like, you know, she let Khloe host.
Khloe hosted.
So obviously she liked him. And I, you know, and she said some hurtful shit about Khloe. And then after I met Khloe, because I was on that panel with her, and I was just like, man, I'm a fucking dick. You know what I mean? But it's when you're at that level of success that's when people do it. Just like you said, people hate on me. And I'm just like, yeah, it's because I'm at a point in my career where they're not. And they don't understand how I got there. So what they do is they hate. And they'll say whatever it is that they can to say that they hate until they meet me or until they come with me on stage. And then they're like, oh, I get it.
Or until they go to one of your shows and be like, oh, he is entertaining.
Oh, shit. And he does deserve that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do. And I'm not going to – I did whatever. But I'm going to – like, it still hurts me. Like, I see it. And it just – it makes me feel bad. But then – but I got to be like – I got to like take it with a grain of salt because for every one person, there's like 100
and
that love
why
you.
Why is it when we look at Instagram or Twitter, we'll have 1,000, oh my God, you're awesomes, and the one person that says, I hate you, that's the one we're like, whoa,
everybody doesn't like me.
Yeah.
But I just swipe and delete and then block them.
And block them.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, because it's just negative energy. And then
you don't
when
need
you,
it.
And when you elaborate on it, because I got a comic friend that I don't want to say his name, but he gets a lot of hate too, like a ton of hate.
Oh, I know who you're talking
and
about.
And he responds.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I told him, I go, dude, stop. All you're doing is fueling that energy. that negative energy that you give to him, it's just more fuel to come back at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you ignore it and swipe it, it kills it. It's like the gas tank is empty now. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing for it to keep moving. But if you feed that energy, it just keeps building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then what happens is the other haters see that you respond and they want to be part of that.
Absolutely.
And now it just comes. Now it's coming in fucking bulk.
Oh, instead because once you light a fire, they all come then.
Oh, they all come. Instead of responding to that one hater, respond to the 10 love.
Yeah.
And let that build. You know what I mean? And he doesn't. I think he really enjoys it, but I think deep down inside
it
he doesn't.
It's gotta
hurt. There's no way he can enjoy it. So yeah. I guess that's what we should end on right now. Thumb thugs.
Thumb thugs. And then I'll do a Bone Thugs and Harmony remix. Thumb, 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 thumb. Thumb, 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 thugs. Tell me what you gonna
when they
thumb.
When people got it late. I don't even know what
when
I just
they text your money. When they text your money.
So thumb thugs. Yeah. You know what, you guys, all you thumb thugs out there
thumb
on
thugs.
Twitter and Instagram. Yo, man, enjoy living at home with your parents. You're gonna be there for a while because the anger and the negative energy that you think that you're shooting out actually lives within you. It's not don't think at all that you're hurting or bringing anybody down. Just remember all that energy that you waste, but that one paragraph that you wrote, believe me, it sits inside you forever. You know what I mean? And
we'll
it's just
come back.
And no, because what happens is that energy that you gave me only fuels me indirectly. Like, yes, I read it, but inside I go, oh, I'm doing it. I'm successful.
Yep.
But you're not going to grow. Reason why is you're spending too much energy hating on other people's success instead of thinking about what you should be doing and then creating that fucking thing. So continue your hate because you're only making them grow bigger.
And that's the exact same thing when I first got into radio.
Yeah.
I used to complain when other people got promoted.
Yes.
In other markets. Because our big thing is I was in Austin. I wanted to be in New York like every other DJ and be in LA.
Yeah.
And my boss looked at me and said, because I would always comment to him about it. He was like, you know what? If you paid attention to your own job as much as you pay attention to everybody else,
yeah,
you might go somewhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's so true.
If you actually paid that much attention to your own job in detail instead of blasting everybody else, put that energy into you.
Put that energy into you. Exactly. So thumb thugs, keep hating. But remember, all that energy that you're wasting, all that mind energy and all that soul energy to hate on somebody else, it's only keeping you down because you're not using that positive energy.
That's right.
To build yourself up. So continue, man. Enjoy living at home at the age of 29.
We're all about positivity on the Yo Joe Show. See, we've done two pods, Joe. No fights.
Yep, no fights. I think what it is we need to separate ourselves from each other every now and then.
Because you really understand how much you miss me.
I do. I even said it in the kitchen, and I said it to myself. I was like, I miss the guy.
Yeah, I miss you too, Jeff.
You know what I mean? He's a nice guy.
You're a nice guy too. Can I pimp my May 28th?
May 28th, ladies and gentlemen.
Irvine Improv.
Tim. Hold on, wait, we can't.
Why? This is next week's. When are we going to cut this out?
Is it? Oh, yeah. Can you cut this out? What I just did, I fucked it all up. Will you be able to? Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, can I pimp this real quick? Irvine Improv this Thursday, May 28th, only one show, 8 o'clock. I need all the Yo Joe Show fans out there.
Yes, go and see him and live before he shoots the special.
Email me, michaelyovip@gmail.com. We have 10 pairs of tickets.
Nice. 10 pair, 20 tickets to give.
Yep.
At the Irvine Improv, the most beautiful improv that I've ever seen.
And the best umami burgers in the world.
Unbelievable.
Enjoy.
Great staff, great everything. And the show is going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So go see him. And I don't know if I'm home.
Are you home? Will you pop by?
No. But wait. I'm not. I'm gone. I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, where are you at in Atlanta?
The Improv.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's that Atlanta Improv? Have you ever been there?
I've never played it before.
Okay.
So let's get down and do it.
Do it.
Do it dirty.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Love you guys. Peace.